don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are ready to go. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some health information databases that may be underexploited, but not for long. I'm going to talk about that. Also, we're going to brace ourselves for the flu. I know a lot of people say the flu's not that bad this year. Well, we're going to look at some things. And we may have some time for some other stuff that we always want to empower you with. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. As you know, I lift them up in prayer and all of America, you and me. You know, seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, mind the time. It grows short. I did bring my devotional today. And this is, let's see, today's from 2 Thessalonians, Psalms 27, 1 Corinthians 6, and Ephesians 3. Oh, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. So it goes like this. Today is the 13th of December. Take time to be holy. And the word holy does not mean goody-goody. It means set apart or sacred for sacred use. That is what these quiet moments in my presence are accomplishing within you. As you focus your mind and heart on me, you are being transformed, recreated into the one I designed you to be. This process requires blocks of time set aside for communication with me, and the benefits of this practice are limitless. Emotional and physical healing are enhanced by you soaking in the light of my presence. You experience a nearness to me that strengthens your faith and fills you with peace. You open yourself up to receive the many blessings that I have prepared for you. You become a cleansed temple of the Holy Spirit, who is able to do in you and through you immeasurably more than you ask or imagine. These are just some of the benefits of being still in my presence. Amen to that. You know, I have a relationship with the Lord. You're only going to do that if you seek his face and find him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, first up in the Quacker food companies, kind of hiding the high fructose corn syrup from consumers. A lot of consumers today are aware, they're very conscious, and they want to avoid any products that contain the harmful, health-damaging high fructose corn syrup. But now there's this questionable sweetener has gone through a little bit of a makeover. Manufacturers are sneaky. They want to fool their consumers, but they don't want to change the product. So instead of removing the ingredient, they just change the name on the packaging to corn sugar. It's more natural sounding, and the FDA turned down their request to rename it a more natural sounding ingredient. But anyway, so get ready for that. Enzymes in fruits and vegetables are natural sugars, have minerals and vitamins with them. So they couldn't call it a natural corn sugar. So they did succeed in changing the name, though. They're calling it fructose syrup. So corn sugar, they tried to get that by the FDA. They said no can do. Sounds too natural. And so fructose syrup is now going to be listed there, but it's still that high fructose corn syrup. It's still the same thing. All right, moving along in the Quacker. Here's a bill that is going to allow the government to locate people with tracking devices. We're going to get into that a little bit in the first segment of the show with what we're talking about, our unexploited data. But they say the bill is meant to help people with disabilities so that the government can locate them with tracking devices. And this has some concern that the federal government have too much power. And always the devil in the details, right? So this is a bill that's being presented by Chris Smith, Republican in New Jersey. He chairs the Congressional Autism Caucus, so an Alzheimer's Disease Task Force. This is where this is originating from. But a lot of them are saying that the bill goes too far in its original language, authorizing the Attorney General to, chip people with or without being voluntary. Anytime that you modify bills, in the future, tracking due to some reason that would seem, in the people's best interest, well, there goes your freedom, right? All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, scientists, and they were in New Mexico. They found a superbug hidden in an underground cave. They say it is resistant to about 70% of the antibiotics. Their report was in the Journal of Nature Communications. They said that this particular superbug hasn't been exposed to human drugs or to farms that use them. So they think the bug may have the machinery to knock out a lot of these pathogens that the drugs can't work on. The bacterium is called Pennybacillus, and the pathogen won't hurt you. It's not infectious. But Hazel Burton, a microbiologist at University of Akron, her and her colleagues found the ancient superbug in New Mexico in a cave about 1,632 feet downward under the ground. That's where they found this thing. They'll stop at nothing to dig up some new pathogens, some superbugs. So interesting stuff. We'll keep a check on it. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about our health information databases are said to be underexploited. Now, if that doesn't perk up your ears, I don't know what will. Technology really has given businesses and other industries vast amounts of data on the human population, and most of our laws regarding privacy really can't guarantee absolute privacy in the cyber storage industry. So there's really no data that is totally safe, and therefore society has this uncertain level of privacy. So the more people engage in their social media, the more information is collected on them. Add to that a new legislation that I just mentioned in the Quack Report, recently presented by Chris Smith, Republican in New Jersey. It's called H.R. Bill 4919. It's called Kevin and Avenatt's Law. And it's representing two cases of people that had some unfortunate incidents with dementia. So this bill, 19, is going to allow attorney generals to chip people that suffer from autism or dementia. So tracking more of the public by chipping them will really come under the disguise of healthcare agendas. So politicians often get what they want, presenting their agenda as something in the public's best interest. So let's take a look at what is developing and how it affects your future healthcare. First, let me read you a quote by Dr. Alina Solomon. She's medical doctor at the University of Eastern Finland, and she says this: large health information databases contain a lot of valuable information which is still partially hidden and underexploited. And she's real important because we're going to get into what she and her team have developed. Also, Robert Romano, he's with the Americans for Limited Government. He says this: there shouldn't be any bill, no matter how well-intentioned, overseen by an attorney general to electronically track people. End of quote. Yes. Well, let's talk about these machines, these databases, because your healthcare future will entail the use of more machines, and not only to store personal data, but also to treat you as well. We've reported on a lot of robots and now machines, surgical robots in healthcare, so get used to seeing more of that. So there are machines now being used to analyze large amounts of health information in order to assess risk. So the health insurance and governments will use this knowledge to predict your health status and your life potential overall affecting society. So they will predict your cognitive abilities and determine if you will be the victim of dementia. And why is this important? Well, this gives the industries of power more power over you. So healthcare benefits will become conditional, advising patients to make changes to their lives as a means of disease prevention. Now, for instance, if you your assessment shows that you are likely to have a form of cognitive decline in the future, you may be mandated to change your lifestyle now or risk losing benefits. So government is becoming more dictatorial, and noncompliance brings fines, and as Congress calls it and likes to call that a tax. Mm-hmm. Yep, a tax for sure. So not a fine, not a penalty, but a tax. All right, let's look at this data mining, because harvesting all this information on the public is worth money. Just as the school system receives funds for each student, or social services receives funds for each child removed from a parental home, so will the data harvesting industry receive funds for their information. So the information is analyzed to see how it will be exploited. So power over the individual is where the industry is going. For instance, your data will be involved in being able to secure loans or to open businesses. And this will go beyond your credit score or your criminal record. So the data programs will, quote, predict your success or defeat in every facet of your life, whether it's your profession, your education, or your health. So the programming may become so involved as to recommend a career for your child. And if that happens, well, then getting approved for educational financial services for higher education outside what is predicted as a career may be a problem. Maybe you're applying in vain. You know, you're not going to succeed in that field, so no. Well, let's look at have you registered yourself in any of these databases yet? According to a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, health authorities discussed one strategy to prevent dementia-type illnesses using what is called the Brain Health Registry. So according to Science Daily, these registries are already functioning and operate as a multifaceted data sharing platform designed to manage vast amounts of health information on the public. Also, in order to manage such data, it will require artificial intelligence to teach the database to make predictions. Now, this strategy is being used right now and will not be restricted to dementia, believe you me. Mm-mm. So the database was created by medical doctors and engineers in Sweden and Finland, and they're calling it the Dementia Risk Index. So this index pulls data from the Disease State Index, called the DSI, and it's also connected to the National Institute of Health, the NIH, and it's designed to evaluate a person's life and target the areas of lifestyle which would increase their risk. So this is a program to profile patients. And it assesses a person's age, intelligence, memory, complaints, genes, and vascular health to determine, you know, who will have some form of dementia within about 10 years. However, the creators of the Dementia Risk Index state this is not a tool to be used to diagnose, but to predict based on profiling. So, current normal people could be labeled with a future disease that could immediately affect every facet of their lives because it's influenced by risk. Health insurance, life insurance, all influenced by risk. Employment, career opportunities, relationship, and even marriage could be influenced by someone in their 20s or 30s, completely healthy, getting a, you know, dementia risk index that is extremely high. I mean, who would want to marry someone knowing they're going to have dementia, right? Or how about an employer, you know, wanting to hire a CEO, you know, and worried about dementia. Okay, so the research team from the University of Eastern Finland intends to expand the program to include monitoring of the dementia profile public to see how the risk factor changes in response to the recommended lifestyle changes. So according to their chief scientific officer and officer of Combonestics Limited, his name is Jarek Lachogin. And he will present this complex data program to clinics, right? And by the way, Combonistics Limited is Finland's technical health research center that specializes in leveraging data. Okay, so let me read you another quote by Alina Solomon, MD at University of Eastern Finland. She said, "The results of our study are promising. It is the first time a machine is used to estimate a likelihood of dementia in a cognitively normal population." End of quote. Well, there's multiple applications. Since the program is called Dementia Risk Index, it can also be adapted to predict any type of disease, and the United States has plans to use such programs for other diseases such as diabetes, tobacco-related diseases, obesity, cancer, and all chronic diseases. So we're going to be profiled and assessed of, you know, what our, I guess, future disease crime is going to be, basically. That's how it's shaping up. Okay, according to the CDC, there is currently a surveillance system to monitor behavioral risks, and they use the data to assess chronic disease and the risk factors associated with diseases. So the systems are vast in data harvesting, and they can, you know, bring, quote, data together in one place for this broad sweeping tool to make it easier for the CDC to assess risk. Okay? That's on their website. So the new computer systems that are required for the Affordable Care Act have helped to harvest this data on any patient with a medical record. And in general, the surveillance will include identity gaps in research, monitor the population trends, and also evaluate all programs. Okay. Let me ask you this question. Do you think this is a good idea? I mean, some people say, hey, this is preventative medicine. Preventative medicine with a big question mark. For real. Because keep in mind that all these exploited areas within healthcare will be promoted as preventative measures. How successful in preventing disease do you think they want to be? Think about it. You know, dictating to patients maybe in their 20s or 30s, you know, you have to change your lifestyle to prevent a future disease. How likely is that going to be at succeeding, right? One key piece of information regarding these, quote, prevention assessments, right, is these programs in healthcare, and they want to leverage, how would they implement these changes in your lives? You know, how could they enforce a smoker, let's say, to not smoke, or a drinker to not drink, or an overweight person not to overeat, or someone with a high-risk assessment for dementia to change and stick with their lifestyle changes? How are they going to enforce that? Well, that's the question. And since the healthcare industry is really not in the business of preventing the disease that keeps them in business, this is really leveraging of information to create additional tax revenue, okay? So they know a majority of patients will not change their lifestyle to prevent a disease that they don't currently have yet. Imagine patients, you know, paying punitive damages for becoming ill later on. I mean, serious, it's a tax, though. It's not a punishment, it's a tax. Here's a quote from the Journal of the Alzheimer's Disease, October 2016 issue. They say, preventing dementia is a major public health priority worldwide, and intense work is being conducted to formulate effective preventative strategies. Lifestyle changes will be the challenge to those who are at risk and implementing the preventative measures. End of quote. So if you don't comply, you know, there's got to be something that hurts. You know, you lose your health care benefits maybe, or you pay a tax, right? Well, looking back, you know, as we can see the Affordable Care Act in the United States, this Affordable Care Act was the beginning of more control over the public. So countries with similar health care systems are experiencing the same thing, but they're further ahead than the U.S. and all this registering and paying more for less care. In the U.K., they pay 20% or more of their income to this inferior system. So is there a healthcare system that can serve the people without removing their privacy, encroaching upon their freedom, or merely managing disease? That is your questions right there. Well, I'm all about empowerment. That's what I like. And I encourage people to find their own power and defend their health freedoms. So you have this God-given right to be healthy and free. So we are encouraged by God to defend ourselves and protect our health. So standing and fighting for your rights takes courage. And God can help you with that. as well. You know, you just get in your scripture and pray. Stay close to him. He can be your defense. So organic food and medicinal herbs, he also says, are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. All you have to do is open the Bible to Psalms 104:14 or Revelation 22:2 to read that. And, you know, God can't lie. So if you would like to remove toxins that would invite disease and learn how to strengthen your immune system defenses, well, then I'd call Apothecary Herbs because they specialize in herbal organ cleansings that are organic and immune-boosting formulas. Cleanse and nourish and boost the immune system. That covers so much in a healthcare defense on your own. So you'll be amazed at how powerful you are at defeating disease. And call Apothecary Herbs to order or request their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit them at their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Well, that's where your healthcare options just became endless because nobody's going to care about your health more than you. And if you have the right information and the right tools, you can do so much, so much, and you'll be empowered. That's right. Money-saving coupons also available on their website. And if you get there on the homepage, we got this lovely endorsement from a medical doctor in Blytheville, Arkansas. Michael Munhall, he says he compares herbal tinctures all over the world, but he chooses Apothecary Herbs for the high quality and uniqueness of the formulations. So there you go. Somebody in science who knows good stuff when they see it. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on there, do sign up for the newsletters. There's a couple of them that are totally free, no subscription fees at all. And you can get them each and every week to empower you and your friends and family. You can sign up for the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays. Or you can sign up for the healthcare or the natural therapy. It's called the Health Quest newsletter. I'll get it out. Health Quest newsletter. That goes out on Fridays. So you can sign up for both. They're totally free, and you'll be amazed what you'll learn, and you're not going to get this information anywhere else, right? You get hot links to information that you're not going to get anywhere else. You just broaden your awareness of what's available to you and at your fingertips, and be savvy. Savvy consumers are always, always, always smart, and they save money. And what's better than staying healthy and saving money? I don't know. I really don't know what tops that other than the kingdom of God, I can't say. Oh, I see by the clock I'm going to have to take a break in. I know. I think, oh, Frank, did you get some new Christmas music for Bumper? Ooh, I hope so. I hope so. Something classy. I'm hoping he plays that. When we come back, though, we're going to be talking about the flu. You know, brace yourself. You think the flu season is pretty tame this year, huh? Well, we still got a ways to go. And I'm going to show you how you can get over the flu in just a couple of days, not a week. So if you happen to get the flu bug. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Do I hear music, Frank? I think I do. I'll be right back.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, the Lord.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I like bouncy. Thanks, Frank. I know. I'm trying to get into the Christmas theme. I think I am a little more than the last few years, you know. I don't know. I just think I'm more in a positive mood overall, governmental-wise, I'm hoping. I keep praying. All right, we're going to be talking about the flu because typically the big month for flu is the month of February. Okay, so a lot of people, I've been talking to a lot of people, and they go, hey, the flu season doesn't seem to be, you know, that bad this year. And some people, you know, haven't been reporting a lot of flu cases. There's been other stuff like, you know, coughs and colds and sinus infections and things like that, but no technical flu to report. So, but you need to brace yourselves because we're heading into a flu season because of the sugar everybody's eating right about now. We start with Halloween. I've said this, I don't know how many times I've said this, but it bears repeating. We jump start our winter illness season, I'll say it that way, with October, with all the sugar at Halloween. And then we have Thanksgiving. We have more Halloween treats. Then we have Christmas candy canes and all that stuff. And then there's all the alcohol people are celebrating, especially for New Year's, converts to sugar. And then there's Valentine's Day in February. And it just seems to be the breaking point for immune systems right about then, because, you know, just a few ounces of sugar can really suppress an immune system for like 8 hours. And then you're kind of like defenseless if someone's, you know, coughing at you at work or whatever. So February seems to be that breaking point where the body says, okay, I give up. And you get sick, you know. The immune system is just overworked and suppressed on top of it. So February may mean lots of Valentines and chocolates, but it also is really the worst month for getting colds and flu bugs. And last year, was it 166 million flu shots were given, which, you know, contained the bird and the swine flu and other things. About 60% of the population agreed to get vaccinated with the flu. And the CDC and health authorities report they stock up each year. They want a 90% saturation point. The thing is, you know, that's a disease they're injecting into you. And so that means you'll be shedding flu virus when you get that. Every virologist knows this fact. You can Google it. Okay. So folks last year developed a severe respiratory illness from getting the flu shot because of the PH1N1 bird flu pathogen in it. So that strain emerged in a highly advertised pandemic of 2009, so they added it to the flu vaccine last year. But it hit folks pretty hard, especially people through the ages of 18 to 49. And I reported recently that the CDC has on record. And I actually put a hot link in our newsletter for that, if you wanted to go check it out for yourself, where they have all these reports where people, adolescents to young adults, tend to get a lot of neurological side effects from flu shots. But nobody's reporting it. Nobody reports on that. So do sign up for the newsletters and at thepowerherbs.com. It is an email-delivered newsletter, by the way. Okay, so by the time February arrives, viruses have, you know, have had several months to circulate, and it kind of just accumulates. It's February is the month, and a lot of people get sick in February. So, you know, instead of saying, you know, the flu shot protects you from flu, you should be saying the flu shot infects you with flu, different term. So let's look at how truthful science can be about this. So it can be hard, you know, to get the truth from science, from, you know, because it is a business industry. They're there to push their drugs and their allopathic therapies, and they make a lot of profit from it. So, you know, a disease-driven industry creates a lot of profit for them. So that's their bread and butter. So the CDC, the AMA, the pharmaceutical companies, all of them, FDA, you know, disease is a moneymaker. There's this old saying in their industry, more sickness, more money. I know it's pathetic, but that's what they say. So a vaccine really is an artificial infection. It goes against nature. And the way that your immune system typically encounters pathogens, you know, and how it operates and neutralizes an infection and makes its own pathogen. So pharmaceutical companies now add a lot of adjuvants to, they say, supercharge the vaccine and the immune system response. But the immune system is not responding how they're telling you it is. So here's three things which are affecting the immune system when you get a flu shot. The immune system can be fooled into thinking the pathogen you just got shot into your bloodstream is supposed to be there, and then it doesn't make an antibody to deliver any immunity for you. The immune system can also be confused when it sees these molecules from the vaccine. They could be similar to other pathogens, but a normal bodily antibody function from the immune system cannot occur because it had no warning that this had entered the body. So it's kind of like an immune system shock in a way. And this is, can also cause autoimmune diseases, narcolepsy, and various other neurological problems and learning disabilities. And also the immune system is can be put into shock, and its normal function is then paralyzed. And Guillain-Barré syndrome is a result. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, you can find all this scientific data out in the internet. It's there if you really want to educate yourself, okay? All right, so we're told that the flu risk pretty high in February. There are usually about 40 states per year that report high rates of flu cases. The states usually with the lowest reports for flu tend to be states like Alabama, Arkansas and Florida, and Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Mississippi, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Texas. Typically, you can actually get online and see the annual map of the states that have the highest cases of flu. The Department of Health and Human Services usually pops that up there so you can see. But like last year, the South typically had the lowest cases, with the exception of a few. But 50% vaccination saturation, states that have lower saturation of getting the flu shot correlates with having fewer flu cases reported. You know, and everybody says, oh, that's because they get a flu shot, they're protected. Well, not exactly. It's because, you know, fewer people were getting the flu shot and then shedding off the virus and infecting more people. So I know it's out there, this information, you just got to dig for it. Google's flu trends is out there. It has a lot of things on the flu topic there, especially what the CDC is reporting. Apparently, authorities think that Google can track the flu stats faster than traditional reporting systems, even though they are known to overestimate flu cases. So the government tracks the sales of over-the-counter cold and flu products. Here's this tracking information they're leveraging to also help them with their statistics. And the thing is, the CDC will lump influenza, pneumonia, bronchitis, COPD conditions into the same statistical mode and say it's all flu, but it's not. It's really not. All right, let's look at some review studies. The Institutes of Medicine released a consensus report, and this was last year, and they said 135 vaccine adverse events happened in their study. But there's more vaccine events happening, and the CDC knows about it. It's just not getting out to the media, the press, to alert you. So what they did find in this one study of 135 vaccine events, they were febrile seizure, narcolepsy, asthma, this is from flu shot, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I want to tell you, it's happening more than that 135 cases. CDC has all these reports on it. So doctors seem to be reporting the adverse events, bless their heart, but you're just not getting the information. All the medical literature and medical authorities reassure patients the risk of adverse events and death are minimal, minimal. The question is, do you believe that? If they're hiding information, now do you believe it? I mean, you know, obviously when someone hides truth from you, I'm certainly not going to believe them. Mm-mm. So it's kind of amazing when medical professionals do come forward with truth about vaccines and the real statistics on the decline of disease before they actually develop vaccines. That's been published way back numerous times. If you dig for that, you find that too. Most really don't take it seriously because the authors, they said, didn't have any medical credentials. Well, how about the Internal Medicine Council on Vaccinations, supported by both physicians and laypersons? They know a lot about credentials in medicine. So you've been told by the CDC, the AMA, and your probably own doctor that you can't get the flu from the flu shot. It's just a coincidence. Or the probability is you don't have the flu, you have something else, some other virus, some other infection, but it's not the flu. You can't get the flu from the flu shot. Well, according to the statistics from the Internal Medicine Council, they put this together, that's not the case, actually. They say, according to their statistics, flu vaccines make you more vulnerable to flu virus infections. Or any respiratory infection, they said. So they report that there is a 90% decrease in deaths from flu and pneumonia prior to creating flu vaccines nationwide. 90% reduction in deaths from flu or pneumonia. This is before they even came out with flu vaccines. So in the 70s, the death rate by flu was 20 to 25 per 100,000 nationwide. But that changed in the 80s when the flu vaccines were being really rolled out and increased the actual death rate to 30 per 100,000. And these facts were reported to the CDC by 2003 and published in their Journal of Vaccine. Okay, so that's a significant amount of statistical data from the medical scientific area, okay? People with credentials in science. Okay, so here's what the Journal of Vaccine said. National influenza-related mortality rates among seniors increased by the 80s and 90s as the senior vaccination coverage quadrupled. They also said this, the results of the review seem to discourage the utilization of vaccination against influenza in healthy adults as a routine public health measure. End of quote. Yeah. Well, that's because some people look at those numbers and see the truth. They don't cover it up. Now, the medical establishment actually took stock in the effectiveness of flu vaccines, and they expected to see a 35 to 40% reduction in mortality rates by 2005, and the truth kind of smacked medicine in the face when there was zero reduction in mortality due to using flu vaccine. So the medical establishment was biased about this outcome, about their vaccines. They couldn't accept the truth about the research and continue to increase the uses of vaccines and thereby increasing mortality rates. So Dr. Peter Dashi, he weighed in on a review on the flu vaccines in the 2005 article, and he said this, public officials only need to claim that the vaccine saves lives and that most people, including doctors, assume there is solid research behind the claim, and unfortunately, that's not the case. End of quote. What? I bet you hadn't heard that, right? It's not the case? So doctors are just making assumptions without checking into it? Okay, so these guys are supposed to have a fiduciary responsibility to their patients' health, right? This is why there's liability insurance. There's, you know, in healthcare. This is why there is all that. So what is worse is really the CDC recommends flu vaccines for children as young as 6 months, when in 2012 there was this comprehensive review of 75 random control studies that found, and it showed, there was no evidence that the flu vaccine benefited the children and as effective, okay, didn't prevent flu, didn't give any antibody protection. So it was like, you know, worse than a placebo, really, because you're risking them to neurological damage. So they also stated that flu vaccines offered serious harm, such as narcolepsy, febrile convulsions, And this was in the journal Vaccines for Preventing Influenza in Healthy Children Review. Okay. So the Cochrane Library 2012 report, it said that it was kind of scary. There's an abundance of legitimate scientific studies out there showing there's really no benefit from the vaccinations, and there is harm associated with them. And the medical profession has made a conscious decision to ignore these facts and put patients at risk. That's the Cochrane review. Big, serious, big time review, right? Okay. So is it really the flu? Because there's a debate in the halls of medicine. What is actually the flu? The Cochrane vaccine field review. Yeah, the CDC is skewing all these facts. All right, so let's look. They reported that during the winter months, 7 to 11% of the cases would actually be flu. 93% of the cases are only colds. In reality, there's a small percentage, they said, of the pathogens that are genuinely influenza. So influenza is relatively rare, and a majority of the cases are pneumonia or a rhinovirus. Then why do they have this excessive push for flu vaccines and harvesting new flu strains from animals to include them in the vaccines? Well, again, it is simple. When medicine uses vaccines to protect you from the flu, what you're really getting is injected with flu. And one report that was done in 2012 showed that getting flu shots offered recipients five times higher the risk of getting a rhinovirus. And a rhinovirus can sometimes mimic flu symptoms, and people think that they get the flu from the flu shot. The researchers noticed that the flu vaccine had some unknown biological mechanism in there which reduced your immune system and made you more vulnerable to catching cold viruses. So what was even more suspicious regarding the effectiveness of the vaccines is that often the research for the control group needing a placebo would use a hepatitis A vaccine. So this is what the problem is with their placebo double-blind studies on vaccines, is the placebo actually had a little bit of a vaccine ingredient in there, and it would skew the result. So modern medicine is really tinkering with your immune system through vaccines. And if you need proof, just listen to what an immunologist of over 40 years of experience has to say. This is Dr. Gary Farthman, professor of the Associate Director of Immunology and Rheumatology of the Institute of Immunology. He says this: the immune system remains a black box. We are still doing the same tests I did when I was a medical student in the late 60s. It's staggeringly complex with tens of thousands of genes, and that's an awful lot of moving parts that we really don't know what is vastly majority it's doing. We can't even be sure how to tell when an immune system is working right, let alone why not, because we don't have the good metrics of what the healthy immune system looks like. We don't even know what the immune system stimulant means anymore. End of quote. What? Okay, so you want credentials. He is a professor of immunology at a medical institute. They don't know what they're doing. He just admitted they're playing. They're experimenting with you and your kids and your pets. Think about it. Well, if you don't know what you're doing, and you're asking, you know, okay, so what are the adjuvants in vaccines for to stimulate an immune system? If you don't know what is going on with the immune system, that's scary stuff. Remember now, influenza is rare, 7 to 11%. That's nothing. So they're using the flu pathogen scare tactic to immunize you with what? Think about that for a minute. A lot of people think they're altering your DNA doing that. Yeah, animal proteins and God knows what else in there. We've talked about what's in the flu shot, and it's just a long list of garbage you don't want inside your body. So in reality, February, tends to be the big rhinovirus month, but a lot of times we associate it with flu. 60% of Americans believe flu shots offer health benefits, and they get their shots, and then they get sick, which, you know, it suppresses the immunity. They get, you know, they're more susceptible to cold viruses, according to science, according to people with credentials. And I'm just not pulling this out of the air, you know. So, more research is cropping up on how much more effective it is for you to use nutrition and whole food supplements for greater resistance to pathogens like cold and flu bugs. A natural immunity does not come through vaccines, folks. That's an artificial infection, and the immune system doesn't even make an antibody when you do it that way. You can just go online and type in Virology 101 and learn how the immune system naturally engages an infection you breathe in, absorb in, or ingest in. Okay, we're not talking about, you know, injected. We're talking about how you would naturally encounter disease. And it'll tell you all these little stages the immune system goes through. And by the time you get a fever, it's already launching an antibody, okay, because it had all these roadblocks from your skin to your digestive system to the cells and blood system. And by the time it's there, the chemical messages the body's given the immune system, it's been working on an antibody. So when your fever comes in, that's when an antibody's launched, okay? And so the immune system can't make antibodies and be adaptive if you're injecting it with vaccines, chemicals, the adjuvants and chemicals and the mercury in vaccines. Some of these vaccines have sterilizing type of ingredients like spermicide. Some of them have proteins to create allergic reactions. The rhinovirus vaccine and one other childhood vaccine for diarrhea has peanut oil, and it's not even listed on the ingredient list, and this is why people have peanut allergies and all these EpiPens are going to school. So I wouldn't let them near me with a syringe with a 10-foot pole. So God says herbs are here for the service of man, and he can't lie. And you can boost your immune system for this cold and flu season, and you can sidestep a lot of things. People who trust in God's word and his medicinal herbs find out, this is true. I didn't have to suffer. I'm healthier for it. God bless God. See, herbs, his herbs are good. Got to bless him every day, all the time. So if you want to learn more on how powerful you can be with whole food herbal medicines to, you know, boost and strengthen the immune system and cleanse away toxins that can, you know, kind of create a foothold for infection and disease, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because that's what they've been doing for over 16 years. Get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Free catalog in the mail to you. You can download it off their website if you want and sign up for the newsletters. Empowering information each and every week. You'll be amazed what you can do. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.